It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is go time.
The Julie and Maggie Show.
I'm torn on that. I hope it's as groundbreaking as it was the first time around.
It was amazing the first time around. So, I'm not sure, but I'm going to give it a try.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved it.
Oh, it was great.
Enthusiastic thumbs up. Four enthusiastic thumbs up.
Julie DeCaro.
I can tell you that's going to be a winner.
Maggie Hendricks.
You can't live without us, and we will help you with that problem.
The Julie and Maggie Show on 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Welcome into the Julie and Maggie Show. We are coming to you guys live from Cubs Convention at the Sheraton downtown. The first time we've ever done a show from the Cubs Convention.
Yeah, this is really cool. There's a lot of good energy.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier about how, I don't know about you, but when I was a little kid, I mean, not a little kid, but like young teenager, I would come to these things and I would see the people doing radio and I'd be like, wow, I wish I could do that someday. And now here we are.
Here we
are. With Ben Zobrist, nonetheless.
Yeah.
So you dreamed your dream into existence.
I did.
Yeah,
in times gone by and everything. Yeah.
At CubsCon when you were a kid.
I know.
And now you're here.
We're here with you. It's all very exciting. Cubs Convention coverage is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. While at the Cubs Convention, stop by Lizzie McNeil's Irish Pub next door to the Sheraton for Tito's specials all weekend long. This hour of the show is brought to you by Oakbrook Toyota in Westmont. When searching for a new Toyota, search for oakbrooktoyota.com. All right, we know that you guys out there probably have questions for Ben Zobrist. We're going to take them on the text line at 670-11. We'll try to get as many of them in as we can. Ben, it's great to see you. How's your offseason, Ben?
Thank you. It's been good. Yeah, I'm excited to get going for the season here coming up. It's really cold outside here right now.
It is. It's very snowy.
It's snowy. But, yeah, I'm excited for Arizona soon.
Yeah, well, you know, this is always sort of the last hump, it feels like, of the off season for fans. That after, once you get to Cubs Convention, you sort of roll downhill into spring training.
Yes. Well, it's like right as soon as the holidays are over, I feel like we start thinking about it because, you know, our traveling secretary is asking us about CubsCon, when we're coming, and all that stuff. And then you get here and you see how excited all the fans are, and it just makes you more excited for the season. So, yeah, we're all getting ready, doing our workouts and things like that. But, man, this just gives you the itch. You want to get out there as quickly as possible.
So what are some of the things what's been one of your favorite things you've done in the offseason?
Yeah, over Christmas I got to go to Colorado with my family, my wife's family, which was really fun. The mountains are amazing. We were near Winter Park. I didn't ski because we're not allowed to.
Reasonable.
I know, which is, it was kind of torture in that regard. But everything's so beautiful. We got to do some fun stuff out there that was awesome. That's the kind of stuff that we get to do.
And now your kids are old. Some of your kids, not obviously Blaze, but some of your kids are old enough to get to really do stuff and enjoy being out in the snow.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And they had a ball with that. I mean, we live in Nashville, Tennessee in the off season. We don't get much snow.
Yeah.
So they would love to be here right now seeing the snow fall outside, but they also loved, you know, going to Colorado and being able to, you know, trounce around in the snow out there. So, yeah, they love the winter, the summer, the spring, the fall. They love it all.
Yeah.
If you've got questions for Zen, let's try that again.
Zen.
You can call me Zen. I know.
Zen
if you've got questions for Ben Zobrist, feel free to shoot him to the text line at 670-11. You know, Ben, the way the offseason ended was disappointing for fans, and I know it was disappointing for you guys as well. And, you know, we've been waiting all offseason for another shot at it. And I know that you guys talked about that a little bit in the hitters panel today, that you guys are waiting for your shot, too. Seeing you guys up there together, it was you, Chris Bryant, Wilson Contreras, and Javi Baez. It sort of is a nice tonic, I think, for the little bit of the pain for the way the season ended, because you do get to see you guys having fun together, being yourselves, entertaining the crowd, and you guys were extremely entertaining. And does it feel that way for you guys, too? Is this sort of the beginning of the coming back together?
For sure. I mean, we kind of give each other breathing room the last couple months after the season's over and let everybody go on their vacations and take their time off and just be with their families. But then, once the new year starts and we get to Cubs Con here and we get a chance to see each other, ask each other how things are going and get ready for the season. That's when, you know, the competitive juices start flowing and we start getting excited about spurring each other on towards having another great season. So, yeah, that's where we're at. We're excited about that.
So, no doubt. So one of the things we've been discussing a lot is a leadoff hitter. And a lot of fans think, like, well, you need to have that prototypical leadoff hitter, whereas it's also the idea, or maybe it's that spot needs to be. You've been in the leadoff hitter position sometimes. Is that somewhere you like to be?
What is a prototypical leadoff hitter right now? That's my question. Like, there's so many fluctuating spots, and players are great at everything. I mean, you put Javi Baez in the leadoff spot, or you put him in the third or fourth spot, it doesn't really matter. He can hit for home runs. He can also get on base. He can, you know, steal bases. I mean, you name it. So I think it's, you know, basically our club is flexible. And so because of that, we have to be willing to take on whatever role we're given. You know, we had some other guys that handled that well last year at times. And Joe likes to plug people in and just see what the cocktail of that lineup looks like, you know. So it's more important that we just have a quality at bat, you know, regardless of whether you're a leadoff hitter or batting ninth or eighth or whatever in the lineup. And all of our guys are capable of that. So that's kind of what we're going to focus on going into whatever role we end up having as a hitter.
Well, as long as you're talking about the cocktail of the lineup, I know that there's fans who go crazy with that, not knowing who's going to bat where in the lineup every day. Does that matter to you guys, or do you care mostly about knowing whether or not you're in the lineup, or does it matter at all?
Yeah, it all matters. We do like to have that, you know, kind of consistency. However, you know, we also recognize that, you know, the front office and Joe, whoever's making the lineup on any given day, there's a lot of different things that go into that. And so we have to respect the fact that these guys are making tough decisions. We all are good players. And so some days you're going to think you need to be in the lineup when you're not going to be in it. And that's the time where, as a player, you have to be willing to sacrifice, you know, what you think is right for the sake of the team and find a way to help make the team better that day. And that's what I think we have guys with the mindset that are humble enough to say, this is about the team. It's not about any one individual. And that's what enables you to kind of take whatever role is given to you and try to make the most of it that day and hopefully come out with a W.
So we have a couple people on the text line who are asking about you riding a bike to the games. So are you still going to do that? And do you need my help helping you find a helmet for when you do it?
Yes, I can still ride a bike. no, and I probably should wear my helmet more often than I do. Sometimes I just wear my Cubs hat if I'm wearing my uniform. So maybe, you know what I need? I need to wear my helmet, right? Because that would suffice.
You wear your batting helmet?
Yeah, I'll just wear my batting
helmet.
There we go.
Would
that make people feel better about
it? There has to be a helmet maker out there that would make a Cubs bike helmet.
Can we get you, like, a hockey goalie mask in a Cubs?
Well, that's more like a catcher. Like, Wilson can do that. He can wear his hockey mask.
I just think fans would feel better the more protected you were.
That's fine. I would like for the hat to have a strap underneath and there to be a bill on the front just so it kind of feels like a baseball hat.
They have those.
Then I would wear it.
They have those. All right. That makes sense.
I'm sure you can figure that out.
I'm a cyclist, so when I saw that, I was like, Ben, I'm so glad you're riding your bike, but where is your helmet?
Wear a helmet. I know. I've had a lot of people tell me that.
I might have lectured you on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's okay.
I can use it.
We're talking with Ben Zobrist here on 670 The Score, so if you have questions for him, shoot him to the text line at 670-11. You guys had a really, like I said, entertaining panel, the hitting panel earlier today with you, Chris Bryant, Javi Baez, and Wilson Contreras, and you made a really interesting comment about hitting. You were talking about how hard it is to pick up the spin rate, and you were talking about when fans are watching at home on TV where it all looks very slow, and they say, why didn't you swing at that?
Yeah.
Can you tell everyone what you said?
Oh, my good. Well, I just basically said, hey, you know what? When you're watching on TV, and you, I think the question was something about what's the most important thing about hitting, or the most difficult thing about hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said, picking up the spin, I said, when you're watching on TV, and you see us swing at a ball in the dirt, there's a reason for that, because it didn't look like it was going to sink when it came out at 98 miles an hour, and it didn't look like it was going to sink and go into the dirt when we started our swing. That's the problem.
So, you know, obviously the hitting coach has been something that people have talked about a lot over the offseason. Chili Davis moving on to New York and Anthony Iaposa coming in. What role does a hitting coach play for you? I mean, a lot of guys have their own swing coaches, but what is a hitting coach, what is his role really on the team with a bunch of different guys who maybe are listening to several different people about their swings?
Yeah, man, he's part psychologist, really, because he's got to deal with all of our different mental mindsets when we go up to the plate. But he's also a guy that has to put, you know, they have to put together our swing mechanics with our approach and the pitcher, what the pitcher does well. So you got a lot of different things that you have to think about, and they're trying to help us clarify and bring that all down to, like, what's one thought you can really focus on and take in there on any given at bat? And it sometimes changes from pitch to pitch. And so that's what this guy, he kind of coaches you on that whole process, whether it's just the approach, whether it's your actual swing, or whether it's what the pitcher's doing. He's trying to help put all that stuff together and then give guys a clear mindset.
So hearing you talk about that, you sound like a coach. Would you ever, whenever this whole ride is done, would you ever think about going into coaching?
I haven't thought about that, to be honest. I don't think that that's something that is in my future, but then again, I don't know my future. So I'm focused on how can I be the best version of myself while I'm playing. And then obviously, when there's younger players around me and they have questions, I want to help in any way that I can. So if there's something that I can help clarify or just say, hey, this is the process, this is the way I go about it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's a little bit different, so they've got to find their way. But yeah, there's definitely things that you learn over the course of 15 years playing professional baseball that hopefully I'm able to try to articulate to some of these younger guys as they're trying to figure their own stuff out.
You know, obviously at the end of last year, Theo Epstein talked about the offense being broken and broken in the second half of the season. And he clarified this morning that he didn't mean permanently broken. He just meant that something had broken at that point. So when you have as many guys on the team that are as talented offensively as the Cubs do, and, you know, Theo said that he doesn't feel like this offense has peaked yet, that you haven't gotten as much out of this offense as you think you can. So especially when you have guys that are veterans like you and Anthony Rizzo and increasingly guys like Chris Bryant who have been around for several years now, how do you go about trying to get the most out of yourself offensively when you've been doing this for so many years and obviously you have a certain way of going about things? Are you guys going to change things to try to improve the offense? Is it a thing everybody needs to work on something personally? Is it a team-wide approach?
Both and. I mean, that's definitely something we're always working on. The game is changing. Pitching is changing. And the way that they're scouting players has changed. So as hitters, we have to catch up, in my opinion. We have a lot of work to do to catch up to what the pitching side and the stats they're paying attention to and how they're attacking hitters. You know, we have a lot of information as hitters, but it's our job to figure out how to use that information properly. And like I said, it's different for different guys. And when you're a reactive player instead of a proactive player, which I would consider a pitcher proactive because they have the ball in their hand, but we're hitters. So we don't know what's going to happen. We have to react as best we can. Well, you got to be even more prepared because you're not the one in control. You have to learn how to figure out what they're going to try to do, what you do well, and what the team needs you to do in that moment, and like put it all together and simplify it to this one little thought, because everything's happening within 0.4 of a second, and less than that now because guys are throwing 100.
I feel like you're trying to tell us that baseball is harder than it looks.
It is.
Yeah. Perhaps.
A little bit.
Okay, so sort of unrelated. Your batting songs have been sang by your wife the past few, since you've been a Cub, right?
Yes, yeah.
And we had Alive and Benny and the Jets. Is there any chance she's recording a new one for you this year?
Well, there is maybe some new material coming out.
Oh, really?
So, I don't know that it's in the works to be put into my walk-up songs. However, most likely.
Okay.
I mean, most likely. So there's probably going to be maybe at least an extra tune in there this year.
All right, that's exciting.
Yeah, so be looking for that.
By the way, if any of you don't follow Ben's wife on Instagram, you should. She's so positive. Like, every time I follow her, something comes up. I'm like, oh, I'm in a better mood now.
Yes, she is a bright light to the world, so definitely follow her. Yeah, I'm boring. I'm really boring compared to her. Definitely.
We've got an 847 texter sending in the Cubs bike helmet here. You can see it on my screen. What do you think?
Yes, I like it. I just need a visor.
You want a bill.
Oh, I need
okay.
a bill.
That can be done.
All right, this
really
is from
fun.
Team on Top, so maybe we can get Team on Top to slap a bill on the front of it for you. I think we'd all feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need one.
Yeah, we need two, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So how do you guys feel about the fact that the division, at least on paper, appears to be getting tougher with Christian Yelich in Milwaukee, with Paul Goldschmidt in St. Louis? How does that affect you guys? I know that for fans it feels a lot like when you see like the Reds going out and trading for Yasiel Puig and Matt Kemp, and you see Paul Goldschmidt in St. Louis, you feel like you want the Cubs to do something in response. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, well, we feel like we underperformed last year at 95 wins. So if that's the case, then regardless of how good the division gets, we should still be where we want to be at the end of the year if we perform the way that we believe we're capable of performing. By the way, all those people you mentioned are offensive players. Mm-hmm. So that being said, it's about scoring more runs than the other team, right? So the pitching staff is going to have to deal with more than the hitters in regard to those changes. There are some new pitchers that have come into our league. You know, I think the Cardinals got Andrew Miller, and, you know, there's some other pitchers that have come into our league. But that being said, I mean, all of our teams in our division seem to be getting better, and they're tougher. And our division, we believe, was the best, you know, which is why there was the National League was lower in the wins than the American League was. That just means we got to continue to rise to the occasion. And we know we're capable of doing that. We know it. And it's just a matter of working on that and doing it.
So I understand one of your off-season projects that you started doing is podcasting. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's called Show and Go, a podcast with some of my baseball friends. There's a pitcher who's been playing in pro ball for 17 years, Tim Dillard, who's honestly the funniest person I know, Ryan Smaltz, who's a college baseball coach, and Josh Costello, who's been a trainer of professional major league guys for like 15 years now. So we all have a different angle, a look at the game. And so we come together, and really it's aimed at younger players, coaches, and parents of those players to try to help them deal with, we say, the game within the game. Because, I mean, yeah, I'll talk mechanics with people, but I really don't love that as much as talking about the ins and outs of the mental side of the game. And so we get a chance to deal with some topics there that I love talking about, and we have a lot of fun. We tell a lot of stories and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, we're excited to roll some more of that out during the season. And some of my teammates have said that they want to be on the podcast. So I'm going to be interviewing a few of them.
You got to get Rizzo, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
Let us know if you want tips.
If he'll ever come back from his honeymoon, I'll get him.
Well, sadly, our time with Ben Zobrist is up, but it's been a pleasure talking to you, Ben. Best of luck this year. I know everyone here will be cheering for you. How about a big hand for Ben Zobrist?
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.